Hello. Today's news article is titled "Woman Accused of Killing Boyfriend with Sword on Christmas Eve." Officers with the Cape Girardeau Police Department responded to a 911 call at 11:05 p.m. on Christmas Eve at 378 Barbary Street. The call was from a woman who said she had killed her boyfriend with a sword. The woman, identified as 32-year-old Brittany Wilson from Cape Girardeau, was found by officers at the doorway to the residence with the sword in the front lawn. Police say they found her deceased boyfriend, 34-year-old Harrison Stephen Foster, in the bedroom with what appeared to be multiple stab wounds. According to officers, Wilson said she and Foster had taken some methamphetamine earlier in the day. Wilson told officers that she believed Foster has had several other entities living inside his body for the past several months. She told officers that by stabbing Foster, she was setting him free of his entities. Officers say she also claimed that Foster was harvesting body parts from individuals. After stabbing Foster a total of 3 times, Wilson called the police. She was taken into custody and transported to the Cape Girardeau Municipal Jail. She was charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Wilson's cash bond has been set at $2 million. Let's talk about what happened. She claims they were both on meth. I've never taken meth, nor do I ever plan to. She killed her boyfriend. Could the drugs have caused her to do that? Sure. But she still was functioning to the point that she called the police. That tells me that she still has some logical thought on what she had just done. If you look at her facial expression, you will not see a face of someone who is remorseful. She is literally smiling ear to ear. She seems like she is proud of what she had done. Women like her send chills down my spine. I suspect she has at least one cluster B disorder. I am not a profiler, but I have had experience with women who had the full-blown narcissistic personality disorder. She is remorseless, or at least in this picture she is showing no signs of guilt or remorse. It's also disturbing to me hearing about how she wanted to set him free. Perhaps she also had schizophrenia. I often talk about how it's not worth dealing with modern women. Here is an example that shows how being with a woman could lead to your demise. Don't invite women into your house to live with you. If you do, you may never wake up again. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on this channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.